we're talking about Read Across America Day, which schools all over the country celebrated this week. This is the event's 18th straight year of celebration after the National Education Association teamed up with Dr. Seuss Enterprises to honor Seuss's birthday and inspire a passion for reading in kids of all ages.
Reading's important for adults, too, so now we're celebrating Read Across America, and we're asking you, what are you reading now? What's a book you'd suggest to get someone to start reading or get reading more for a kid or a grown-up? What books are responsible for your own love of reading? We'd like to hear from you, so give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post over at the Central Time Facebook page.
And lots of comments from people here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Laura Zimmerman said, possibly my all-time favorite book. Funny, beautifully written, never gets old. It's called The Hounds of Morrigan. It's a young adult book that's still a wonderful and heartwarming excursion through folklore for adults.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun one. There's lots of great YA books out there. What's the Greek mythology one that my kids were reading?
The Iliad, the Odyssey.
No.
Oh, and that's not mythology.
No, the modern one. They're the movies.
The modern one. Oh, Percy Jackson.
Yeah, those. They read like everything that Rick Riordan, they read every darn book he wrote. You could share your recommended great reads for kids or adults right now. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also share your Read Across America reading suggestions at the Central Time Facebook page.
That's right. Please call so you don't have to hear me trying to guess what Rob is talking about. Percy Jackson.
A book. It's, you know, the red one, and it's like about 2 pounds.
I have discovered this year, and it's also a TV show, so probably everyone else has already discovered it, but the Craig Johnson Longmire series. It's about a Wyoming detective. Hardscrabble has an interesting personal life, and they're so great. They're moody, but they're also just really evocative of the land of Wyoming. I've never really wanted to go to Wyoming before, and now I do.
So is this one, there's lots in the series, so if somebody reads this, they get hooked on it, and they're in reading for, see, I'm a sucker for that. Like, if you've got something and there's more and more books, and then you don't need to think, what do I read next? You can keep going to that again and again. Well, let's get to your calls now. We've got Keith on the line in Stevens Point. Keith, hi, you're on the air.
Hello there.
What do you got for us, Keith?
Well, when I was growing up, a book that definitely caught my imagination and held it for a long, long time was My Side of the Mountain.
Who's that by?
Are you familiar? You familiar with that?
I'm not. Who's that by?
I can't recall the author off the top of my head, but it was about a boy who's living in a big city with brothers and sisters, didn't have a lot of money, and kind of felt that he was a burden on his family, so he ran away to, like, the redwoods and carved a cave home out of a redwood tree and lived and survived and trained some falcons, and it's just amazing.
Well, and do you think that, did that one start you on more reading beyond that?
I think that was one of the first books that actually, yeah, I've got some enjoyment out of versus, you have to read this for school, this is your assignment. Yeah, that definitely was a book that opened my eyes that there are books out there.
Great. Keith, thank you so much for that suggestion. Sounds like a good fit for the theme of Read Across America Day, getting people reading. My Side of the Mountain. You can share yours if you had a busy signal. The line is open up, 800-642-1234.
And we're going to go next to Dan in La Crosse. Dan, hi.
Hi, I'd like to recommend the Sugar Creek Gang books.
Okay, what are those about?
First one was published in 1946. There's a new set of them out. They're available on audio as well as books. And it's based in rural Indiana. It's a boy and his friends. It's from a Christian perspective, but it's fun. It's wholesome. And I liked them when I was a kid, and I just sent a couple of them to a young friend, and he likes them.
And have you read them lately? Do they hold up now that you're all growing up?
Yes, they do. It's kind of simple. It's I'm a substitute teacher, and I remember a third grade classroom where I saw a book called The Bloody Claw. And it's not bad, but it's got adventure. It's got crooks here and there, but it's wholesome fun. And as I said, my 15-year-old friend, who I just sent a couple to, still likes them.
Sounds good. Dan, the Sugar Creek Gang books. Thanks for the vote.
Thanks you so much. You can share your great reads at 800-642-1234 on Read Across America Week. Russ is with us next in Monroe. Russ, hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you got for us?
Well, I'll tell you, one thing for children, I think starting with The Hobbit, which J.R.R. Tolkien is a great way to get into the more complex trilogy. That's a great way to start. But my suggestion really was for adults was to go back and reread some Hemingway, because The Sun Also Rises is like a fascinating, fun, well-read book, or well-written book, and it, you know, it's all over Europe and crazy people and situations that are still very fresh and real today. I think younger people that hear Hemingway think literature, but really it's a gossipy, kind of sexy book, and it leads to his other books that are a little more intense and that kind of a little more literature, but it's really very much of its it does well today.
Russ,
and it's
thank
fun
you
to read.
Thank you for the suggestion, Russ. That's great.
That's a good one. I've never reread Hemingway. I haven't read him since high school, and I read Farewell to Arms, which I always remember, but would not have thought about rereading it. So thanks for that. And on to Terry in Milwaukee. Hi, Terry.
Hi. How you doing?
Good,
I was,
what do you vote for?
C.S. Lewis book. You know, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I read them as a kid and enjoyed them, and then I reread them again as an adult, and I started reading them to my younger son.
Great. Well, those are good suggestions. They're kind of like in the same vein as The Hobbit. Good fantasy series that hold up over time. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the Narnia series. So thanks a lot for that, Terry. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we heard from some of our coworkers. Charles Monroe Kane, Watership Down. I've never read Watership Down.
Oh, my gosh. You have to read Watership Down.
Okay. All right.
It's about rabbits. That's what I'm going to tell you right up front. But it's still amazing.
Same rabbits who eat my garden. All right, I'll give it a chance anyway. And we Harry Potter from The New Guy, Matt Olson, in the Central Time office. He said that was a great one for a lot of people of his generation and beyond. Back to our callers. We've got Margaret on the line in Mount Horeb. Margaret, hi.
Hi, how are you doing today? I also loved My Side of the Mountain, and The Tracker is a different author, and I don't remember that author either, but if you enjoyed My Side of the Mountain, you'll enjoy The Tracker. Got to throw out Travels with Charlie, John Steinbeck, and glad you brought up Hemingway. Definitely.
Margaret, great. Thanks. A bunch of suggestions there.
Appreciate that, Margaret. Let's go next to Patrick in Madison. Patrick, hi.
Hi. I'd like to recommend Making Nice by Matt Somel. It's a new short story collection from a writer out in L.A., and it's great. It's like a new Catcher in the Rye, just like that good, angry, raw, sincere, youthful voice.
So it's called Making Nice, and one more time with the author's name, please.
Matt Somel.
Matt Somel.
S-U-M-E-L-L.
Great. Well, that's always good to discover new voices, and I think almost everybody loves Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with all the new authors coming out there, so thanks for the suggestion. Aaron in Woodstock, Illinois is with us now. Aaron, your suggestion on Read Across America Week.
Yes, I'm recommending Barbara Kingsolver's book of essays. It's called High Tide in Tucson. And just a quick little story about that. I called my friend a few years ago and said, you have to read this book. We've been talking about different titles to read, and he promised he would read it. And then a few months later, he called me and said, you know, I want you to forget about everything I've ever told you to read, and you have to pick up this book. And it was the same book. He had never read it. So it's really just, she's a poet, scientist. She's just fabulous.
Aaron, thanks so much. Great suggestion.
And on to Wayne in Hartford. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks.
When I was a young boy, my father, a long, long time ago, by the way, my father had a friend who stocked the paperbacks in the drugstore. And I would look at it, and he would bring them over for my father to read before he returned them. And I would look at the covers of these smoldering books with these detectives at 45 in one hand and a hot woman in the other hand. And one day I said to my dad, can I read a book? And he said, sure, hang on. And he got up and he walked out of the room and he came back and handed me a book with a different cover completely, and it was Call of the Wild.
Ah.
And
the old bait and switch.
That was it. From that time on, I mean, he took me through The Old Man and the Sea and Travels with Charlie, et cetera, et cetera. But he had me hooked. and I never got to read one of those detective magazines.
Wayne, thanks a lot. What a good story. And the bait and switch, but you loved Call of the Wild, so it all worked out. Thank you, everybody, for your calls, and you can keep that conversation going on the Central Time Facebook page.